This is Radio Nepal. I am Anjil Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Jeep accident in Okhaldunga kills 5 people. Nepal Communist Party chairman duo to sort out Karnali State Assembly dispute. And Armenia and Azerbaijan accuse each other of violating ceasefire. Now the news in detail. 5 people, including 2 from Okhaldunga, were killed in a road accident that took place at Bhadauri Veer, located on the border between Okhaldunga and Udaipur districts. The accident involving a jeep took place at 1 a.m. today along Siddhi Charan Highway. 5 passengers died on the spot. According to the Deputy Superintendent of Police of Udaipur, Ved Prasad Gautam, 2 passengers have been identified as 45-year-old Ram Bahadur Sarki and 26-year-old Karme Sarki of Madhavpur in Mane Bhanjang Rural Municipality 9 in Okhaldunga District. The identity of 2 men and 1 woman is yet to be known. Nepal Communist Party chairman duo KP Sharma Oli and Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda have taken upon themselves to resolve the ongoing dispute in party's Karnali Province Assembly. The dispute surfaced after the lawmakers registered a motion of no confidence against Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Sai. Some assembly members have arrived in Kathmandu to meet the party chairs to sort out the problems. According to the Karnali province's lawmaker, Gulab Jang Saha, they met the party chair duo and senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal to resolve the conflict. Lawmaker Saha said that he told that the party chairman Oli would now hold talks with Dahal to sort out the dispute. A 42-year-old man has died of COVID-19 at Veri Hospital in Banke district. Corona focal person of district health office Banke, Naresh Fresta, said a male from Thakur Baba Municipality 6 in Bardia District died while undergoing treatment at Nepalganj-based Veri Hospital this morning. Jajarkot and Rukum West District have put a ban on fairs and jatras or processions considering the rising cases of COVID-19. Chief District Officer of Rukum West, Badrinath Gaire, said religious activities, however, could be carried out by observing social distancing and following the health protocol. Bardia National Park, which was closed due to coronavirus pandemic, has reopened for jungle safaris following health standards. The park area has been completely closed to foreign and domestic tourists since April, has now reopened from today. According to Assistant Conservation Officer of the park, Maheshwar Prasad Niraula, only 60% of the seating capacity can be accommodated for travelling by vehicles and only 4 tourists, including a guide, can enter the park on foot at a time. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Armenia and Azerbaijan have accused each other of violating a new humanitarian ceasefire in fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh early on Sunday. The agreement came into force at midnight on Sunday. Russia and France said they intervened in an attempt to mediate an end to the latest escalation in violence over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Spokeswoman for Armenia's defense ministry said on Twitter that Azerbaijan fired artillery shells and rockets in the early hours of Sunday. The Azerbaijani Ministry of Defense later accused Armenia of not having observed the ceasefire. Both countries signed a Russian brokered ceasefire last Saturday. However, clashes continued despite that accord. The streets of Paris and 8 other French cities were deserted on Saturday night as a new curfew was enforced. The controversial overnight curfew is aimed at curbing the soaring COVID-19 infection rate in France, which is one of Europe's coronavirus hotspots. French President Emmanuel Macron said that the curfews were necessary to avoid the risk of hospitals being overrun. New measures are also to be announced in Italy due to the rise in COVID-19 cases. Italy, which was the first European country to be hit significantly by COVID-19 in the first wave, registered a record number of new daily cases on Saturday. After a thumping election win, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said on Sunday that she would form a government within 3 weeks, but declined to say whether she would rule alone or form a coalition. Ardern's on Ardern on Saturday delivered the biggest election victory for her centre-left Labour Party in half a century. Her new majority in Parliament will allow her to form the first single-party government since New Zealand adopted a proportional voting system in 1996. The United States is to execute a female federal inmate for the first time in almost 70 years. The Justice Department said Lisa Montgomery strangled a pregnant woman in Missouri before cutting out and kidnapping a baby in 2004. She is due to be given a lethal injection in Indiana on 8th of December. The last woman to be executed by the U.S. government was Bonnie Heedy, who died in a gas chamber in Missouri in 1953. Well, with this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Jeep accident in Okhaldhunga kills 5 people. Nepal Communist Party chairman duo to sort out Karnali State Assembly dispute. And Armenia and Azerbaijan accuse each other of violating ceasefire. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.